This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as my count of at 4:30, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
Couple of birthdays, old gentlemen. Today, my grandson Marcus turned 16. Now, yesterday, he got his driver's license and got to drive to school on his own for the first time today. So can I please ask for Miles doing a I Do Declare, a jingle from the Johnsons, a fart montage, and Coach Ted laying down some advice for his first weeks of independence in the way of driving. We love you, Marcus. Happy 16th birthday, my man, from Neen and Grandpa. Rock on, guys. Love you long time. That from the Jackster.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Declare. All right, 16, you just got that license. Number one, I don't think it's legal, but don't be driving with a bunch of friends in the car, right? They're going to be idiots. They're going to distract you. Number two, no text message is worth dying for or getting into a car accident for. You don't want to rear-end somebody. You're texting back that girl you maybe had a crush on in seventh grade. Third of all, you're in high school. I don't want to know what you're doing on the weekends if you ever imbibe. Never drink and drive. Let's keep it safe. Let's keep it on the road and God forbid something did happen to you, son. Just call our friends at the Advocates.
Guys, happy Monday. My girlfriend's birthday is today. When you get the chance, if you could give her a shout-out to Angel with the Dirty Germans talking about butt stuff. Thanks, guys. That from Nate.
Yeah, oddly enough, this would not be the first Angel that I've experienced butt stuff with. You just part their wings.
Yeah, it's been a very butt stuff day at this house.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you could put all kinds of things back there. Some even rainbow color.
Yeah, there was part of spitting all the feathers out of your mouth.
Yeah. I have a mink tail.
Michelle's currently in Puerto Vallarta celebrating my 43rd trip around the sun, but nice. A faithful listener for quite a minute, and I've appreciated you guys for getting us through some rough times. If Mike still has Ted's laugh on a loop, could he play it over a bong rip? That would be great. If not, no worries. How about an Alan Thicke, a Wendy Williams, and some dad jokes for Miles? You guys are in charge. Cheers, guys. Love what you do. And please continue to keep us sane. That from Sam.
I know exactly what they're talking about. I tried my damnedest. I couldn't find it.
Oh, man. That was great.
I had just played it out of the computer here. I didn't make a button for it. Yeah, I know. I'm glad. I saw that today. I was like, Mike still has it. I'm like, oh, he does it. Oh.
Let's see here. Some dad jokes. Guys, did you know that diarrhea awareness starts today?
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Runs all week. 7 dwarves were all in a hot tub until Doc, he started to feel sleepy. Then Sleepy got out. I did convince my girl to get a tattoo of a wild garlic bulb just above her butt.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
It's a ramp stamp.
Okay. All right.
That's a deep one, dude.
She also said that having a tiny penis is not a big deal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Personally, I just wish you didn't have one at all. What do you call a deaf person that pissed you off?
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, if I cover my mouth, right, mm-hmm. I can insult them in a lot of ways.
I can read lips, mother.
Mm-hmm. I can go into a deaf party and say whatever I want.
Yeah. I'm not deaf.
Right?
Keep dropping the N-bomb.
Hey, dude, I can hear.
Oh, no.
I have to kill that guy now.
I do like a woman who takes charge in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Because I don't carry cash. All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. Let's get a contestant in line now. For your guess is as good as mine at 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, as we wait for a contestant, a couple extra emails. A big fan, it says. Possibly a thrill sighting. Hola, gentlemen. I just want to reach out and let you know I'm a big fan of all the hard work you do, and I've been a loyal listener since I was a teenager, and I'm now 25. When days get tough, nothing cheers me up more than hearing you all in the afternoon. Also, I think I ran into Thrill at the Emerald City Comic-Con on Saturday. I was going up the escalator. He was coming down. I said, "Is that Steve the Thrill Hill?" To which the person responded with a hand fist flourish. "Was that you, Steve? If so, it was the best moment of the entire con for me. Keep up the great work, and thanks for all the laughs." That from Brandon, the cameraman in Tacoma, who says, "P.S. Love the Men's Room IPA. I drink that stuff all the time."
Yeah, that was me. I remember the moment.
What was he dressed up as?
I don't remember what he's dressed up as. I just heard a voice, because I wasn't looking at him or going by, and it didn't seem like he was saying it to me. It seemed like he was asking someone, but he goes, "Is that Steve the Thrill Hill?" And because their escalator's going in opposite directions, by the time I turned around, he's now, you know, 15, 20 feet away. But yeah, just throw up the deuces.
What would you say, honestly, was your knowledge on the characters? Did you know 20% of what people were dressed up as? Was it?
I don't think I could even hit 20%. I mean, look, man, as far as I go, like, if you're Star Wars anything, even the Emperor's Guards, there was a guy dressed like that, and I thought, bit of a reach, but if you're a Star Wars fan, cool. So all the Star Wars stuff I know, Star Trek stuff I recognize, Marvel and DC superheroes, right? All the garden variety stuff. So if you're dressed as Deadpool, I know goddamn well it's Deadpool.
Sure, yeah.
The difference was my daughter was dressed as Black Garlic Cookie. Name the franchise. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Apparently, it's a game, not a TV show, whatever. She was recognized by a few people there. She didn't think anyone would recognize her costume, but a few people recognized it, and that made her day.
Cookie? Black Garlic Cookie?
Black Garlic Cookie.
I think it's the game Cookie Run.
Cookie Run. Okay. So I saw her commiserating with some other chick who, you could tell the dress kind of similar, but they weren't the same character. And I said, "Oh, is she from the same game?" And, of course, this irritated my daughter, who's like, "It's a different franchise, Dad." I'm like, "Okay.
Jesus.
My bad.
Jesus.
I'm trying.
Oh, so, you probably ran into, like, Cauliflower Cookie and Cherry Bomb Cookie and White Ghost Cookie.
Brother, it is very, very possible. Like I said, times have changed, all right? So there are Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel, DC characters. Most of us can identify them. After that, there's some really cool costumes. Like, I have no idea what you are. The one thing I do remember most from Comic-Con, and I feel bad if this guy's listening, but you know, you're walking around, it's kind of an exhausting day. They got a few places you can plop down on a sofa or a stool. This guy was on a stool, and he's scrolling through his phone. He's dressed as Spider-Man, and I thought, this is what Spider-Man looks like if he puts on 180 pounds. Mm-hmm. That was the thought that went through my mind. Dude, it was the biggest freaking Spider-Man. And
not much action in New York anymore,
it's
huh?
It's just weird, because, like, it's Spider-Man, but this guy, he was a big dude under there. I'm like, wow. Okay.
It's also weird because
Like, I know they're just normal people, but they're dressed in characters. So okay. Whatever his size is, it's just odd to see,
see
Spider-Man taking a blow.
Right.
And, like, catching his hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, did he tap the side of his mask? Like, hang on. I need some!
Actually, the greatest thing I've seen at a Comic Con, and it's stupid, but a guy had a Predator outfit. This was not this particular Comic Con. But, like, he had spent money on that. Right? So he looked spitting image of the Predator. I'm behind him on the escalator. And when you imagine a Predator, man, this thing could kill you in a heartbeat. Or they get lost in the convention center. So he gets to the top of the escalator, and you see him looking around, trying to find, you know how you kind of move your hands around as you're trying to errantly point at a sign that doesn't exist? And you see this guy just pointing around, trying to find what he's looking for. You can tell by his body language he's getting frustrated. He just can't find where he needs to go. And I'm like, it just kind of killed the Predator for me. You know what I mean? You went from being this lethal thing to any lost old man.
Well, how about when Deadpool and Viola?
Oh, yeah. Deadpool and this guy, I don't know how much he spent on his outfit. Right? Dead ringer for Deadpool, which he's not alone, but this particular Deadpool walks by and he's just like, hola. I'm like, that feels kind of cool. Yeah, hola, Deadpool.
Couple extra ones. Losing time from last week's show. Gentlemen.
Don't laugh at me, Ted. I'm telling you. It's weird in the moment. You're like, Deadpool just said hola.
You know, years ago, I did like, what was it? Washington Stealth was like the indoor professional lacrosse league.
All right.
Up in Everett. So I hosted like a mascot night or whatever. But same thing, like you're backstage afterwards. And like they had been playing lacrosse. So some of them were like taking off their heads and stuff. It's like, it's hot out there, Ted. I'm like,
You're right.
Just put the head back on, man. It looks weird. Don't talk to me like this.
Gentlemen, as far as losing time, my third year of college, I partook in a little booger sugar with a group of friends. Came out in the morning to smoke a cigarette. My neighbor's girlfriend was out there. She looked at me with this astonished look on her face and said, "You're alive?" It turns out she'd come into my apartment the morning before and tried to wake me up by jumping up and down on the bed so she could use my shower due to the fact that her boyfriend's apartment hot water and the heater was out. I guess I'd been asleep for close to 24 hours. Didn't think anything of it. Finished my cigarette and went back inside. That one from Ramona. One more. Guys, I'm listening to Friday's podcast on the Odyssey app. You are talking to a caller about sleep paralysis, which I've had hundreds of times since I was 17. I'm 34 now, and I love sleep paralysis. I was scared of it until I was about 23, and one time I was lucid enough to know I was in paralysis and started feeling fear and couldn't move. Now, since I've had one foot in the dream realm and one foot in reality, when I start to feel the fear, scary things started to manifest in my dream based on my emotion of fear. And I could see a trench coat in my closet turning into a demon coming towards me. And as soon as the lucid part of me that had one foot in reality knew, I was in paralysis and told my dream self, Jean, you are just in sleep paralysis. That's not a demon. That's your trench coat. And the demon disappeared. As soon as I control my emotions, I started to float out of my body and my astral body could fly around. That is how I learned how to astral project. I've been astral projecting for years and I've tried telling people about it, but they look at me like I'm strange. I've only met one other person in my life who also has been able to do this. But yeah, I wanted to share the story. Nothing to fear in paralysis. You can either create a nightmare or be in control of your dream reality. You guys rock that from John.
I turned my trench coat into Gal Gadot. Get over here, gal.
Well, ironically enough, John looks a lot like her.
How long do you stay in the paralysis?
I don't know. I really don't know, man. Yeah. I mean, but even if it's 2 minutes, it's got to be a long 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. All right, time for Low Your Guess as Good as Mine. It's an easy game to play. You get picked from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play Your Guess is as Good as Mine.
God, I almost don't want to go to him because this song rocks. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Mike, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Mike, your categories today. We have the states with the worst dental health in the United States. They factored in several metrics, percentage of adults and adolescents who regularly visit the dentist, number of dentists, dental clinics, treatment cost, consumption of sugary drinks. So we have the bottom 10 worst states for dental health. This is actually a lot easier of a category than you would imagine.
Yeah.
Then from eatthis.com, they put out a list of the 100 unhealthiest foods on the planet. They are your basic, average, regular, day-to-day snack foods and foods. There are 10 of those. So would you rather go with the unhealthiest foods on the planet or the 10 worst dental health states in the United States?
Let's go with the worst food.
Worst foods on the planet.
Yeah.
According to eatthis.com, the unhealthiest foods on the planet are listed below. A lot of them are snack foods and foods that we eat every single day.
What are some of the examples of ones that are not in your top 10?
Not in the top 10, but in with the top 100. Coffee creamer, barbecue sauce, frozen dinners, ketchup.
Okay.
Granola, right. Fast food smoothies, both bottled and fresh, believe it or not. Also on the list, dried fruit.
I've heard that, man.
For whatever. Dried fruit.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Swear to God. Okay. So, Mike, you know the game is played. The category is the 10 unhealthiest foods on the planet. So far today, I have had one of these foods.
Ah, okay.
Available in the office, on the kitchen counter.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So basically,
you're welcome.
Mike, it's your tried and true stuff. It's nothing too complicated on this. But you know what's unhealthy and what isn't.
So let's start with chips.
Potato chips are the number one unhealthiest food on the planet.
Oh, damn.
Wow. According to EatThis.com. Now you are in the right ballpark.
Jeez.
All right? Stick where you are and you're going to be good.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
Chips.
Potato chips, number one.
How about donuts?
How about donuts at number eight? I think you've got this one kind of figured out.
I don't know.
I did pretty good so far, man.
Candy bars.
Candy bars. Believe it or not, not in the top 10.
I would go cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like chips, cookies, donuts.
Yeah, let's go cookies.
Number six. I ate that whole box of Samoas when I found them.
The ones on the counter?
No, the ones that I had in my house.
Oh.
I ate them in one night. I came downstairs the next day and I'm like, oh my God, I ate the entire box of these things. Jesus.
Oreos.
There's only like nine of them.
Oreo cookies.
Oreos are a cookie. Yeah, no, they're like four. I think there's 16 in there, Samoa-wise. Good work.
They're delicious.
Yeah. Okay. Mike, so far you got 3 out of 10. Donuts at 8, cookies at 6, potato chips at number 1.
How about soda? Well, that's not a food, though, right?
No, it's not a food. Not a food. I mean,
shoot.
Just guessed on this list so far, but I would think, like, pizza?
Oh, yeah, food. Pizza. Pizza's probably not very good for you.
Not the worst. No.
Not pizza.
Believe it or not.
I'm guessing something like maybe like ice cream or cake or pie.
Hmm.
How about a bacon cheeseburger?
How about a bacon cheeseburger? That comes in at number 5. Fast food burgers.
Damn. Really?
What always goes good with a burger? What do you like with a burger?
French fries,
number
baby.
4.
Jeez.
And all the good stuff.
And I'm making burgers tonight.
Yes.
Sorry, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Okay. Mike, I'll give you a hint here since you got two strikes. Left are very, very basic desserts, like elementary school basic desserts at a, maybe, I don't know, a kid's birthday party.
So like popsicles or...
Cake.
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 Cake is number 10.
Number 10.
Mm-hmm. What goes good with cake?
Oh, man, don't say it.
Ice cream.
Ice cream's number 9. So far, you're correct with cake at 10, ice cream at 9, donuts at 8, we've got cookies at 6, burgers at 5, french fries at 4, and potato chips number 1. So there are 3 foods that are unhealthy remaining. You've got 2 strikes against you and 7 out of 10 correct on the unhealthiest foods on the planet.
Hmm. Let's see here.
I'll give you a hint. You were closer with burgers than anything else. It's more of a main course, so to speak, in that realm.
Like a burgers, taco or a burrito or something?
Yeah. How about let's go with tacos.
Tacos. Actually, they're pretty good for you. That's 3rd strike. Tacos are not the worst.
Not bad, man.
Close to like a steak?
Steaks, not
hot dogs.
Hot dogs are number
close
3. Processed meats. Bacon, hot dogs, everything you would put in between slices of what?
Bread.
Oh, what kind of bread specifically?
Brioche
white bread. White bread number 2 on the list. There's one more. The reason we know this one more is because seemingly it doesn't seem like it's that heavy. There are cancerous agents, whether you work in the plant, whether you inhale this stuff when you open the bag when it's done cooking. You don't think it's bad for you.
Microwaved.
Popcorn.
Oh.
Microwave popcorn is the 7th
every goddamn thing I like.
Unhealthiest food on the planet. So here they are.
It's not that unhealthy.
If you want to hear them,
Cake is number 10. Ice cream at 9. Donuts 8. Microwave popcorn 7. Cookies 6. Fast food burgers at 5. French fries come in at number 4. Number 3, your processed meats. Bacon and hot dogs. White bread number 2. And potato chips is the number 1 unhealthiest food on the planet.
Doesn't that just sound like the average American diet on the fly?
Not if you're sitting down the curb, but microwave popcorn and cake?
Right.
Only because cake, I feel like you got to have
an occasion.
Right, like they sell slices of cake at the store, but I feel like you'd be more apt to buy ice cream
than a slice
you
of
would
carrot
just,
cake or something.
Yeah.
So still like unhealthy.
Cake, yeah, and then.
Still not to buy the dozen. Completely unhealthy. French fries, potato chips, man.
That's number 1.
They're the worst.
They are the worst.
I mean, look, basically, if it's got its own aisle, you're screwed.
That, you know what, man? That's a good way to point it out.
Yep.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, to count of 5:08, we will drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way of 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study found that 25% of people would be cool with their partner having sex with a robot that looked like them.
Wait, so my wife's having sex with the robot, but the robot looks like me.
Correct.
Well, no wonder people are a little more like, sure.
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
I don't know. I'd find that weird.
It is weird, but I think I wouldn't care.
Wouldn't you want a robot that looked like somebody else?
Yes! They're not cool with
Did they ask that?
Right.
Yes, can I pick what the robot looks like?
I'm not something that you want the robot to emulate. You want actually something good.
Right. I mean, my wife, why are you having sex with the robot? But maybe it looks just like you.
Mm-hmm.
But
I know.
A little more, but why does it look like, Mila Kunis, whatever her name is? We're like, well, you know.
I know you're settling with me. Don't get a robot that looks like me.
Right.
You know that hall pass I'm trying not to give you? Get that.
Exactly.
Well, but here's the thing, okay? So most of the time people go, okay, it looks like someone else. We always rattle off celebrities. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay, we understand most celebrities are good looking. That's why they're celebrities. So if it's George Clooney, you go, like, well, that's true. What if you found it's like your neighbor down the street? I'm not having sex with the neighbor down the street. Mm-hmm. I'm having sex with the robot that looks a lot like Doug, who lives 3 doors down.
I feel like
that'd be weird.
I feel like if they would make the robot Doug, you already know that the robot's going to be Doug.
Do you though?
Yeah.
I feel like
they have said something.
No, they haven't. They don't mind bringing up celebrities because that's so far out of the realm of anything that's ever really going to happen for you, right? But if you're like, wait a minute, man, is that Kevin from accounting? And you're like, yeah, it's Kevin from accounting. I'm just telling you, you have a much different feel about it.
Oh, jeez.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's...
Where it's like, right, I don't know. Or if you date somebody that looks like somebody else, you know, it's like, don't mention that again, please.
Yeah, the upgrade.
Right.
Exactly.
It's like you, but better looking.
There's a blogger that has a piece in the Huffington Post talking about his woes after leaving the country to move to France.
What are his woes? But he left voluntarily.
Yeah.
Well, then shut up.
They'd been teasing the idea of moving to France, and this was like early on last year.
Okay.
So you got the election that's coming up, and he knows that this country's going to be in all kinds of turmoil. It already was at the point, and blah, 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 and all the issues. And so they moved to France. And fell in love with the baguettes and the wine drinking and the views and the da-da-da-da-da-da and the culture and all that. He says...
The culture or the tourism angle?
Within a couple months, all of a sudden, we started seeing cracks in the way of life.
Yes!
And I started missing things from home. Like, I know things at home were not doing all that well, but I missed the friendly nature of the Americans back home as opposed to the cold nature of the French people. And
how can you possibly
move to a different country in a different culture?
Exactly. Yeah. Within the year they were back here.
You fell in love with the tourism angle.
Within the year they were back here.
I went to Niagara Falls. It was a wonderful experience. Niagara, New York is an asshole. You don't want to be there unless you're at the falls for a day.
Exactly.
No one puts out a travel brochure that says, look, we're going to tell you everything that's wrong.
Right. And that's kind of where I was going. Like, there's nothing wrong with living in France. There's nothing wrong with living anywhere else. It's totally fine. But even within this country, there's nothing wrong with living in the different little pockets that we got. However, it's different than the way that you've lived before. Right. Like you said, when you go there, it's all sunshine and rainbows. Anywhere, you know, I would love to go live in Vegas. I have a great time every time I go to Vegas.
Every single time.
because I'm on vacation.
Right, that's a big difference, right?
Exactly.
Like one of the best weekends of my life was the Florida-Georgia game in Jacksonville.
Boom!
I have no desire to live in Jacksonville. We had a blast.
Boom!
I've been to a night game at LSU. I have no desire to live in Baton Rouge.
Neither do the people
in
Baton Rouge.
They were great weekends. I liked all the people. Like, there's nothing. I couldn't bitch about it. Now, Milwaukee, I visited. It's a bit of a bigger city. But, again, I don't know enough about Milwaukee to be like, I'm moving here.
Right. Well, I will say this about Vegas and what you were saying. I do have a couple friends that have moved down there recently.
Yeah.
They never go down to the Strip.
No.
Unless there is maybe one show a year that one of them really wants to see. And they'll go see, like, the Eagles at the Sphere or whatever.
Maybe
right?
their friends are in town and they all go.
But other than that, they have a really great life. And Las Vegas is so spread out. And there's so many other sections. They love their life down there.
Absolutely.
They're not involved.
But they're not on the Strip.
They're not gambling every night. They're not drinking, doing drugs every night. They have a house with a pool. And they just, you know, love living in their community.
I mean, how many times do you go to the Space Needle?
Since I've lived my entire life, I think I can count 3 times I've been to the
Space Needle. Or even the waterfront. We have a gorgeous waterfront.
We do.
And if people visit from out of town, I am reminded of that.
Right. Pike Place Market is the exception. But
I'll go there because you can actually save money.
Go to, but Thrill's right. I mean, I do it in Seattle, right? Like, Mike and I, before Christmas, we went down to the Crab Pot.
Yep.
I like going to the Crab Pot. And, like, that bartender started BSing with him, had my old bae. He's like, I do remember you. But, like, he says, he's like, dude, it's mostly just tourists to come in here.
Exactly.
Some of the restaurants down there are great. I'm with you. I just don't think about going to the waterfront.
Never. Never.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what? I could keep doing this, Mike.
Oh, yeah?
And the waterfront is blocks away from where we work.
I think about going to Pike Place Market to shop, to buy groceries.
Yes,
not to go down there and eat lunch.
Exactly.
It has great restaurants in that area.
Right.
You know?
I went to New Jersey last year.
I've never been to Post Alley Pizza. I love pizza.
I went to New Jersey last year. I had a wonderful time. I enjoyed myself immensely. I have zero desire to go and live in New Jersey.
How about Greensboro, North Carolina?
I kind of like Greensboro,
I was going to say,
Carolina.
You give a glowing review.
I do, man. I really like it out there. A new study found that consuming citrus fruits helps your depression by improving your gut health.
Really?
All right. But again, it's kind of the same old song and dance. Like, improve your health and your mentals will come along with it.
Right.
Like, that's kind of the preliminary thing. Like, I'm depressed. Okay, let's start by seeing if we can get your overall health a lot better and see if that doesn't help. But if not, all right, let's talk to somebody and let's get this other thing figured out. Take care of yourselves. Warner Brothers has offered to replace people's DVDs that have rotted while sitting in their collection. Side note, DVDs can rot.
I was going to ask, did you know this?
It was between, like, DVDs that were made between 06 and 08 or something like that.
Different materials.
That small window. Yeah, they made it with some sort of material that, whether it was how they were being stored or maybe something got worn down after enough use, but whatever it was, they were actually starting to mold.
How many people still have a bunch of DVDs?
I know there are some people
that do. It's like, I like vinyl, so I understand everyone has, like, their niche, but still.
I've pared down my collection quite a bit, but I still have a lot of DVDs.
How many do you think you have?
Do I think I have in DVDs? I've got to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 DVDs.
All right. Do you ever watch them?
No.
Or yeah, exactly. But you just kind of keep them.
No. And then the more I start paring it down, like this last movie was like, I'm just going to get rid of the DVDs. And the wife says, don't get rid of mine. Like, we don't watch them at all, man.
My wife won't let me part with her cassette tapes. I'm like, I don't know that we have a machine to play these.
Right.
I'm not going to invest, and I'm sure to invest in one would be $15. You know what? I should buy her a tape player and be like, here's your cassette.
And then you place a bet on how many of them are actually going to work having sat there that long. Exactly, dude. That stuff doesn't just hang out and do well.
It does not.
According to research, when your spouse expresses positive emotions, it lowers your stress levels.
No effing kidding.
Yeah, that adds up perfectly.
Huh. They should have a saying like, happy wife, happy life or something.
Oh,
and when she's mad, my stress goes up.
Funny how that works. You don't freaking say.
We may be misreading our dog's emotions by correlating external factors that really don't matter at all. You know, you got your dog, she's an absolute psychopath. So you look at her, oh man, she's stressed out because of the noises outside. No, she's stressed out because she's got to pee. You know,
everyone anthropomorphizes their pets.
They do.
Oh, I know what my dog's thinking. No, you don't.
Should have never done that last shot of Yagi.
Right. Not the 15 before.
The 8 beers. 12 tequilas I can see.
Exactly.
Oh, man, that Jaeger really messed me up.
It's kind of the difficulty with a pet is you do your best to kind of figure out what it is that they got going on, but let's face it, it's all just guessing.
There's certain things that I know for a fact I need to go out.
Right.
There's a way she indicates to me because she has learned my behavior. If I do this, he actually gets up and takes me outside, right? But right. beyond that, like, I don't know what she's thinking. Every once in a while, I'm sitting on the sofa. She's sitting next to me. She's just staring at me.
Right.
And I will put words into her brain, but I know damn well that is not what she's
thinking. We all in this room have had a pet at one time or another in our life. How many of us have sat there, stared at them, went, what?
I do that every day at least once.
What yeah. do you want?
Like, sorry, and you're right. Sometimes, especially I feel like with bigger dogs, they'll just sit on the couch and look at you. It's like, what, dude?
Right, what's
like,
going
we
on?
Just went out. I know you've eaten. Like,
right.
What?
Right.
I, you know what? I don't want to know what that dog's thinking.
I don't either. My Billy, you crusty ass son right. of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, another beer.
Yeah. Oh, Sunday. We're not going to shower till 2. Huh? Gonna lay around and be a piece of crap till then. All right.
I guess we're not getting the laundry done.
Damn.
Or that same shirt the last 3 days in a row.
Damn it.
I have a sensitive nose. I wish you'd appreciate that.
Called that chick back yet?
You're going to fart in 15 seconds. I know it. And you don't. I can hear it moving through your intestines because of my... And there it is.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Go from the bed to the couch. There you go.
Well, some people, too, with dogs are just like... Like, I've said this before. Like, a lot of people in my family have pit bulls, right? So I went to see my one. Now, I have not been to my cousin's house. Her husband is there. Their baby is there. I walked in first. The dog was not happy.
No.
And everybody's like, well, the dog usually likes you. But I said, well, the dog needs to get to know me first. All this right. dog knows is there's
stranger.
Two strangers walking in. Because Joe was like in her the baby. Kitchen. Right. That's why I was like, Tom, you know this dog. Get like, say hi to it so it knows that we're not just like breaking in.
Right.
Yeah. And it was the dog was fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
NASA has given us many a thing over the last few decades. Technological advancements. They took us to the doggone moon. But what if I told
Velcro.
You?
Velcro.
Velcro. You know what? You're tracking right along with
sorry.
Me there, Steve.
I'll shut up.
The Men's Room Top
Come on,
10.
Steve.
I know.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 NASA inventions we use every day. NASA focuses considerable effort addressing pressure and viscous drag. That's the force of friction that slows down a moving object through a substance like air or water or other organic tubes and perhaps tunnels. I, too, have been experimenting in the field of fluid dynamics since I was 12. One globule at a time.
God. Thank you, VD. Okay, so these are NASA inventions that we use each and every day that you might not have known came from NASA. Home insulation.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys know that came from NASA? Closely related to the insulative properties of the space blankets is the use of the NASA technology in home insulation. Many companies make radiant barrier styles of insulation based on the technology first developed in the late 60s to help insulate Apollo-era astronauts from the temperature extremes of space.
Yeah, it's like, what, 3 to 5 degrees warmer than absolute zero in the vacuum of space. And when you put them in a metal tube, they're like, it's cold.
Absolutely.
So they came up with insulation, and then it's a cheap, effective way to keep things warm.
Improved tires. In the 1970s, a collaboration between NASA and Goodyear Tire to develop stronger materials for parachute shrouds used on the Viking landers led to improved tires for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
When the fibers were used in radial tire design, it yielded a tire with 5 times the strength of a traditional steel radial tire and boosted the tread life.
See, I figured that'd be like for the space shuttle. And you'd have to have just really strong tires really to land that heavy of an aircraft.
That's right.
But that's not the case.
That's not the case at all. Yeah. It does just fine. Invisible braces come to us from NASA. Let's see here. Wait a minute. No. Hang on. The memory foam connection and freeze-dried foods may have a fairly well-known NASA connection, but most people don't realize Invisalign and similar invisible braces do as well. The material in question is a TPA, as they call it. It was originally discovered by NASA while researching ultra-strong polymers that could cover radar equipment without diminishing signal transmission.
Huh, okay.
So there you go. I don't know how they figured out that, hey, let's put it on teeth, but, you know, it works. They improved your smoke detectors.
All right. Yeah, I can see that.
Ionization smoke detectors are the most popular type of smoke detectors in the world, and we can thank a collaboration between NASA and Honeywell in the 1970s for improving them. That collaboration focused on creating smoke alarms for Skylab that would detect fires but not generate false alarms, which led to what were originally advertised as no nuisance smoke detectors when Honeywell brought them into the market.
Until the battery's low.
That's right.
Eat meat. I bet you even on a tiny-ass space station, like, God damn it, which one of these is it?
Inventions that NASA created that we use each and every day: cordless vacuums and power tools.
Makes sense.
Introduced to the market in 1979, the Black & Decker Dust Buster was quite a novelty. It was a tiny handheld vacuum that ran off an internal battery. That doesn't sound amazing today. Practically everything is handheld and battery-powered now, but it kicked off a battery-powered revolution in home appliances and power tools.
Yeah. I like those ones that, man, if you just stick with the same brand.
Right. The battery's interchangeable.
You can use those things in about four or five different,
I'm a Ryobi man myself.
My lawnmower is battery-powered.
Yeah.
I just keep that thing plugged in all the time. Like, this is great. No gas, no crap. Just
hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Better baby formula. NASA did not invent baby formula, but research into inexpensively and safely improving the nutritional value of food served to astronauts in space did. Back in the 80s, NASA and the Martin Marietta Corporation were researching the use of microalgae for a variety of purposes, including food, oxygen generation, and waste disposal, all in a bid to make extended stays in orbit and beyond feasible. In the process, they discovered that a key fatty acid could be mass-produced using algae strains, and they later found a way to produce another key fatty acid using fungus.
And see, a lot of people, they'll bitch, like, why do they spend any money on NASA? Because the only thing they picture is space, which exactly. I understand, but it's like, okay, well, you hear about the space stuff because those are the big ticket items, but all of the research that goes into making these things sustainable, you are using around your house.
Absolutely. Freeze-dried foods makes complete sense.
Because companies aren't going to invest in this kind of thing. No. They're never going to make things more convenient. They're just not, right?
No.
NASA, it's like, how do we do things on a super tight budget with a lot of oversight and to keep people alive?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Clamshell laptops. While NASA did not invent portable computers, the organization had a key influence in the very early years of laptop development. Way back in the infancy of both the personal computer and portable computer markets, NASA and other U.S. agencies contracted with a company called Grid Systems to secure access to their rugged clamshell computer. The Grid Compass, as it were. Featuring a 320 by 240 pixel screen, an Intel 8086 processor, 340 kilobytes of RAM, and support for external hard drive and floppy drive modules.
I'm telling you, man, they do more. They have a whole website. If you saw the things that you use every day that NASA is responsible for, you would not question it. You'd question why we fund other companies to do things.
Absolutely.
Just all the side stuff they come up with.
100%.
All the time, man. All the time.
Another one that makes sense. You see people walking around with them all the time. You see them especially on buses and planes and whatnot. Wireless headphones.
Boom.
Spend any time in a business environment, you're bound to come across the name Plantronics. Rebranded to Poly in recent years. Their wireless headsets are a staple in offices everywhere, and back in the 60s, NASA contracted with a research lab, ITT Labs, to develop a portable wireless radio system to ensure that astronauts were not dependent only on ship-based communications.
Yep.
There you go.
Kids walking headphones. Around with their AirPods or whatever. Like,
yep.
Right? Understand where it came from.
Memory foam. Mm-hmm. That wonderful thing that you're sleeping on there. Developed back in the 60s, Tempur foam was originally intended to provide deep and body-conforming cushioning to test pilots and NASA aircraft, and later for astronauts to protect them from the intense pressures of space launches and the body-rattling impact of returning to Earth in recovery capsules. Took a few years and a few revisions to the original foam formula, mostly to tweak it to be less insulative, but eventually memory foam became ubiquitous.
I didn't think they did that research.
Yeah.
You opened the capsule and got like, my freaking back. Okay. Keep working on that.
And then this is the last NASA invention that we use every day, and it's in your pocket: cell phone cameras.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that makes sense.
It all started back in the 90s at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab when a team led by NASA scientists successfully miniaturized a complementary metal oxide semiconductor sensor. These sensors were clearly superior to the charge-coupled device sensors in use at the time, but adoption was fairly slow.
Do you realize NASA inevitably is responsible for Instagram?
You know what? That's actually very true.
Do they want that on them?
Oh, I guarantee you they don't. But, you know, it leads to bigger industry. You know, they started, then companies figure out a way to monetize it. Because that's one thing, part of NASA's contract, they can't monetize their inventions. So they'll invent this stuff, and because it's a government thing. So technically the government can't do that. And because that's a government organization, trust me, I had a long conversation with the NASA guy. And I swear to God, he did talk like this. Not even making that part up. But he goes, dude, we invented so much crap that people use every day, but we can't monetize it. So a company will basically buy the patent,
and figure out a way to make it worse and take your money.
Yeah, no kidding. A man in Colorado was arrested because he apparently had a favorite target to steal from there, Miles.
What was his favorite target?
Tell him all about it.
Because he was a Westin.
Yes. Thank you, Mike. Our headlines are coming up at 5:50, but in the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody in Colorado out there deserves to be recognized.
A Westin in Colorado,
knows
man.
Just who it is.
What a weekend.
So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Twinkin' time it is, and as usual, we head to the Twink desk. And Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Waven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA.
You guys suck.
In the measure of 20th anniversary, anniversary lager. Yes, indeed. Black Waven. Thank you for all you do. Today we toast the story, Miles. You brought it up a little bit earlier, but this is impressive. A man in China, he developed a nosebleed, and due to the best efforts of his girlfriend, they could not get it to stop. So they finally went to the hospital. I don't believe he was in any particular pain. It's just the blood itself would not stop gushing out. So they did a few x-rays, and they realized, oh my God, there is a severed artery in your face. So, of course, they began grilling him about what could have happened. Were you in an accident or anything? And that's when his girlfriend piped in and said, he's a compulsive nose picker. And she said he did it when he's in bed. He did it when he was at work. He would do it on the bus. He would do it in the car. He would do it while he's watching TV. It's just something that he did. Anyway, as a result of his obsessive nose picking, he ruptured a freaking artery in his face. He's currently lying in a hospital bed. His girlfriend, of course, is there to mock him. But even better for him, she's documenting the whole thing for Chinese social media. So only about a billion people get to watch. I've never heard of such a thing. But it can be done. So when you tell your kids to quit picking their nose, tell them you're going to bust an artery and go to the hospital. You might be right. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.